This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine ruled out a ceasefire or any territorial concessions to Moscow, while Russia intensified its attack in the eastern Donbas region and stopped sending gas to Finland in its latest response to Western sanctions and its deepening international isolation. Polish President Andrzej Duda told Ukraine's parliament that ceding even 1 inch of the country's territory would be a blow to the whole West, and reassured Kyiv of Warsaw's strong backing for its European Union. He's the first foreign leader to address Ukrainian lawmakers in person since the February 24th invasion. Ukraine's president has said that the Donbas region remains sovereign to Ukraine. Here's AP's Karen Chamas.
Speaking at a joint news conference with Portuguese President Antonio Costa, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, however, that Ukraine would not launch a counterattack into Russian territory. Everyone is afraid that Ukraine will somehow attack the Russian Federation. I want to remind everyone that we are waging war on our own territory. Zelensky also said his forces were fighting to defend their land. This is our territory, and we're going step by step, and we'll go further to liberate our territory. He pressed Western countries for multiple launch rocket systems, which he said just stand still in other countries, yet are key to Ukraine's success. I'm Karen Chamas.
A bid by Ukraine to join the European Union would not be finalized for 15 or 20 years, France's Europe minister said Sunday, pouring cold water for quick entry in the wake of Russia's invasion. He said he didn't want to offer, quote, Ukrainians any illusions or lies, end quote, reiterating an offer by President Emmanuel Macron to create a looser European political community that could help integrate Ukraine with the bloc sooner. This is VOA News. Australia's centre-left opposition party has toppled the ruling Conservative Party after almost a decade in power.
I am humbled by this victory, and I'm honoured to be given the opportunity to serve as the 31st Prime Minister of Australia.
These are the words of new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. His victory speech also included promises of sharper reductions in greenhouse gas emissions while he faces an early foreign policy test. Outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he accepted the will of the Australian people.
I've always believed in Australians and their judgment, and I've always been prepared to accept their verdicts. And tonight they have delivered their verdict, and I congratulate Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party, and I wish him and his government all the very best.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday called Australia's incoming prime minister to congratulate him on his election victory and underline the strength of their country's alliance, the White House said. The two leaders will meet Tuesday at the Quad Group Summit in Tokyo, and the White House has praised Albanese for deciding to make the trip. President Biden made his first public comments on the monkeypox disease after being asked about it during his visit to South Korea. He said cases in the U.S. and Europe are concerning.
It's something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for. But it is a concern in the sense that if it were to spread, it's consequential.
Most people recover from monkeypox without hospitalization, but it can be fatal. Britain is seeing daily infections of the rare monkeypox virus that are unconnected to any travel to West Africa, where the disease is endemic, a health official said Sunday. The UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, said new figures would be released Monday after it registered 20 cases Friday. Asked if community transmission was now the norm in Britain, the UKHSA chief medical advisor said, absolutely. India must establish rules on cryptocurrencies to resolve regulatory uncertainty, protect investors, and boost its crypto sector. That according to CoinSwitch CEO Ashish Singhal Sunday. Singhal is a former Amazon engineer who co-founded CoinSwitch, attending the World Economic Forum in Davos. Recapping our top story, of course, what's happening in Ukraine. It ruled out a ceasefire or any territorial concessions to Moscow, while Russia intensified its attack in the eastern Donbas region and stopped sending gas to Finland in its latest response to Western sanctions and its deepening international isolation. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.